Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a whopper of the Wednesday edition, question mark. Dominic, how you doing, little buddy?
I am awesome, Crudy, Evan, Fancy Brian, our fair audience. Welcome. It's a pleasure to join you. She stands by her story, Crudy. She stands by her story.
You're talking about Cassidy Hutchinson, the very compelling testimony yesterday, the blockbuster of a J6 surprise, surprise, surprise hearing. Dom, it had me captivated. It had Brett Baer over at Fox News captivated, but I turned on the radio this morning. Big mistake. You know, unless you're listening to Devil Radio or the Shaw. Those are
all right. Great, thanks for that clarification, man.
Great programming choices, but I listened to Righty Whitey talk radio this morning.
Got to get a flavor, man.
And in Madison, in Milwaukee, there is this juggernaut, WISN, WIBA. They're the Whitey Rightiest of all the talk outlets in the great state. Although there's some up north trying hard.
Oh, yes.
But Dan O'Donnell, this young lawyer turned radio host, he's out there attacking the witness, you know, basically being the cross-examination that never happened. And he thinks he found her in some credibility blunders, you know, what she said could not possibly be true on this singular point, I think. Maybe he thought he had two. And therefore, the entirety of the testimony is not credible. Let's throw it all out. You never saw it. It never happened.
Yeah, good luck with that. Were you convinced by Whitey Ready Talk Radio's response, retort, rebuttal, cross-examination?
You know, I would say this. If I was uninformed, if I hadn't watched it, if I was only sourcing the information, my entire interpretation of what happened yesterday from what Clan O'Donnell had to say today, oh, he might have convinced me. He might have convinced me. Because, of course, I'd have this confirmation bias in the first place. I'd want him to tell me that she wasn't credible. Because what was she saying about the president yesterday, Dom? There's some pretty damning charges against the man, including the fact that he knew the crowd was armed.
Yes.
Heavily armed.
Didn't care. They're not after me.
With that.
He didn't want to do anything. He thinks Mike deserves it. The people didn't do anything wrong. Let the people in. Let him come closer to the stage. Yeah. There was some damning testimony yesterday. Were any of right-wing talk radio's response or retorts regarding those very specific and egregious issues that Trump knew?
No, something more important, like what was Trump's conduct in the limousine? And was it a limousine?
Was it ketchup? Or was it some other sauce?
Ketchup.
You know,
ketchup or ketchup. Let me read a bit here.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Drew Harwell at the Washington Post. I don't really want to know. I suspect it's not the John Kerry version.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
His wife's something of a ketchup magnet. But anyways, Trump supporters race to debunk the January 6th testimony. They're out there everywhere. Righty Whitey Talk Radio just lit up with people trying to spin. Then they got confused. The former president's backers quickly spun an online conspiracy theory that he couldn't possibly have lunged for his driver steering wheel on January 6, 2021. When evidence suggested otherwise, they changed tack.
Of course they did.
Well, if it's not that, then it's got to be something else that's equally unimportant to the nature of the testimony she gave.
Right. Does it matter that he threw a plate when we're talking about the violent insurrection, an attempt to overthrow the government? Does it really matter?
Well, she wasn't in the room. That's a hearsay plate throwing incident. Yeah,
okay. Okay. But she continues to stand by her testimony.
And so many of the conversations were not hearsay.
Right.
They were direct conversations. She was part of the conversation. If you don't know the definition of hearsay, go look it up. You conservatives, it's worth a Google. Anyways, former President Donald Trump supporters online sought to undercut stunning testimony Tuesday to the House Select Committee investigating the J6 insurrection, seeking to belittle Cassidy Hutchinson's claims that she was told Trump had lunged for the steering wheel of his vehicle and attempted to throttle a member of his security detail, choke a bitch, if you will, when they refused to take him to the Capitol as rioters were besieging the building. In sworn testimony, Hutchinson said she heard of the physical altercation from Tony Ornato, a Secret Service agent who served as the White House Deputy Chief of Staff for Operations. She said he told the story in front of Bobby Engel, the head of Trump's security detail, at whom Trump reportedly lunged during the altercation. Neither man has testified. "I'm the epic president," she said. Ornato quoted the president shouting as they drove him to the White House away from the Capitol. Trump supporters quickly snapped back online. Oh, they figured it out. Q helped them, I'm sure.
We would have got away with it, too, if it wasn't for these meddling kids.
Trump supporters quickly snapped back online that they'd found an obvious sign she was lying. The presidential limousine, known as the Beast, is so heavily fortified that they argued it would be physically impossible for Trump to cross the back cabin to the driver's seat, especially with his, you know, incapacitations. Have you seen the man? He's old and feeble.
Well, and of course, we cannot forget the bone spurs.
But Dominic, Trump was not riding in his limousine that day. Video show he actually rode in the Secret Service SUV, where the seats are closer together. Even if he had ridden in the Beast, the rear and front seats have a glass window. Well, they call that the partition. Anyone who's ever tried to make it in the back of a limousine knows you roll that thing up, right, Dom?
That's right, baby.
The front seats have a glass window the president can lower whenever he'd like, a detail noted even in the same infographic that Trump supporters shared is proof that Hutchinson's story couldn't be right. Trump made the same argument on Truth Social. You're a member, right, Dom? Join the club, the Truth Social club. The Twitter clone his allies created when he was banned from Twitter following the January 6th attack. "Your fake story is sick and fraudulent," he wrote, adding, "It wouldn't even have been possible to do such a ridiculous thing." But two Secret Service agents who worked in the Beast told the Post that such a move from the president might have been tough, even, given the limo's interior equipment, but not impossible. The quibbling followed an aggressive campaign before the testimony by the pro-Trump commentators on social networks, blogs, and message boards, and Righty Whitey Talk Radio, of course, seeking to portray Hutchinson, an aide to Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, as an irrelevant attention seeker like you, Dom.
Crudy, the pro-Trump blog Gateway Pundit called Hutchinson another grifter for using Tuesday's show trials audition for a spot on CNN or MSNBC. The conservative firebrand John Cordillo tweeted that she was a glorified receptionist and coffee fetcher at Meadows' office, relaying boring office gossip, acting as if she had more access and input than she ever actually did. But as she recounted stunning details on Tuesday, including in the room and previously unreported accounts of Trump's and Meadows' actions before and during the insurrection, Trump defenders tried a different tack, saying she was just a rumor monger, even though much of her testimony was supported by written notes and text messages, and all of it was made under oath. More than 4,000 accounts liked a tweet from a pro-Trump Twitter account, calling her Amber Heard 2.0, a reference to the actor who recently lost a defamation lawsuit against ex-husband Johnny Depp. By Tuesday night, the phrase Amber Heard 2.0 was trending on Twitter. Trump supporters, including Junior, also widely echoed a right-wing meme suggesting Hutchinson was like Jussie Smollett, the actor who falsely reported to police that he'd been attacked by men screaming, "This is MAGA country." On the pro-Trump message board patriotswin.win, one poster said, "She sounds like a child gossiping." Some Patriots.win posters said the testimony showed how unfairly Trump had been treated. One poster said the story showed that the deep state coup plotters of the Secret Service had effectively kidnapped the president of the United States of America against his wishes as part of a CIA military industrial complex coup d'etat. Some there argued she should be locked up for lying under oath, while another poster suggested her wild testimony was just Washington as usual. Even if she's telling the truth, an anonymous poster said, where's the effing problem? No effing problem whatsoever. Just that, you know, your guy, the president who lost the election, knew that his crew was armed, wanted to get the mags out, wanted all those people in. We have some sound of that, Brian. Did you get... So during some of my research and reading today, I came across the Republican Accountability Project at Accountable GOP, and they did a kind of a cut-up mashup here. We have time for this? No, we don't. We'll have to do it afterwards. They went back and get clips of Trump's speech on January 6th. And to them, and we'll play it on the other side of this break, it sure seems that what Hutchison said under oath is backed up by Trump's speech.
But you know, she's just a liberal fancy. And Dom, you know, having just worked for Steve Scalise, Ted Cruz, and Mark Meadows yeah. by the age of 26. You know, just a coffee girl for three of the most prominent conservatives in the nation.
That's some pretty good coffee. Her statement released from her attorney today, Ms. Hutchison stands by all of the testimony she provided yesterday under oath to the select committee to investigate the January 6th attack on the United States Capitol. Stands by all of the testimony.
I like what Adam Kinzinger said on Twitter, the platform that Trump's no longer allowed on. Kinzinger tweeted out, the rep from Illinois, watching the desperation of Trump world to discredit the brave Cassidy Hutchison reminds me of everything Trump does when he's busted and quartered. Know what I'm saying? I'm hoping from your Twitter stream to God's ears. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocate. You can always tweet at us at Devil Radio. Doesn't channel through St. Peter's there. You know, different route. Different route. But it gets to us. Come back, more Devils. Prefer if you use the phone. 844-967-2789.
May we burn, huh?
Lock her up, lock her up.
Fire, fury, and frankly, power.
But she's a witch.
She would not be my first choice, that I can tell you.